Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, we've got, of course, a few more people in the state of Oklahoma with the latest census, but yet the big populations are well outside of our border.
Absolutely. Major metropolitan areas like New York City, Boston, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. in the Northeast are home to 72 million residents, compared to Oklahoma's just under 4 million. With so many consumers in one region, the Beef Checkoff actively promotes beef in these cities along the I-95 corridor. So Checkoff-funded promotions to grow consumer trust in beef is executed through the Northeast Beef Promotion Initiative. The gap between limited Checkoff dollar resources and a growing population of consumers in the Northeast created a very clear opportunity to channel nationally collected Checkoff dollars into this region. As an example of these efforts, this initiative shares nutrition science with health professionals and educators to build confidence in beef. But if you'd like to learn more about the Northeast Beef Promotion Initiative, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, the livestock complex was able to close higher in most futures contracts yesterday, but it was another day of a fairly tight trading range in live cattle. Most of the attention of traders may have been turned toward the projections on the WASDE report yesterday for both grain and beef. USDA raised their estimate for beef production this year by 5 million pounds to a total of 27.9 billion pounds this year and left production unchanged for 2022 at 27.4 billion. They raised exports 15 million pounds, and that's a total of about 3.3 billion pounds this year. They also raised exports by 5 million pounds for a total of 3.3 billion. There was some light cash trade at steady money, which did not generate any excitement for traders. Hog futures were under pressure some of the day, but the resiliency of the market continued to amaze participants. It's difficult to make a bearish case at the present time as cash continues to march higher as packers remain aggressive, with the National Direct afternoon report showing the price up $4.72. Well, July Kansas City wheat trading about 3¾ cents lower early, not finding much from yesterday's WASDE report to drive prices either direction. On one hand, USDA estimates lower corn stocks and slightly reduced its estimate of new crop U.S. ending wheat stocks. Hard red winter wheat production was estimated at a higher than expected 771 million bushels, but USDA has yet to estimate this year's spring wheat production, struggling with extreme drought. July corn trading down 7 cents early today, quickly surrendering most of yesterday's 8¼ cent gain, and once again finding it difficult to sustain trading above $7. And July soybeans are trading down about 2 cents early today, threatening a third consecutive lower close after USDA bumped up the ending stocks estimates for both old crop and new crop soybeans by 15 million bushels. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, live cattle futures up for June up 17, 117.57. August up 27 at 118.55. August feeder cattle up 12 cents, 148.40. And September up 15 cents, 150.90. July hogs down 17, 121.32. August down 5 cents, 118.70. Kansas City wheat, July up 4.5, 640.25. September is up 5.25, 648.5. Chicago wheat, July up 1.5, 683.75. September is up 3/4 at 689.75. July corn's up 8.25, 699. September is up 6.25 at 638.25. July soybeans down 18.5, 1544. August down 13 cents at 1510.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.